Welcome into hour number two, the firm of Harrison Marang. If you missed any of the first hour, including Ryan Clark from the Oregonian, we chatted some Oregon State football leading into the season. You can download that, the Fan Podcast, 105.1 The Fan. The Odyssey app lets you even go backwards on the Odyssey app if you want to check it out.
You don't have to go to SMU to build a time machine.
You do not have to go to SMU to build a time machine. Plus, you can always get our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. Something's wrong with me, Danny. I keep saying Iowa State Baylor, and I don't know why. Is it because maybe I think those two teams could win the Big 12? It's Iowa State Kansas State in Ireland. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It happens. It happens.
I mean, it's a
top 25 Big 12 matchup in 0 week.
I know.
Like that's
not in this country.
Yeah,
not in this hemisphere.
No. It's going to be spicy. You know, Matt Campbell's looked at as kind of like the next, you know, super great coach. And
dude, I heard them say this morning, did you know Wazoo has a better winning percentage than Iowa State over the last some odd years?
I thought Iowa State was better, but like their down years are so bad
they beat us in a Fiesta Bowl. Yeah, we lost with Minshew. We went to the Fiesta Bowl.
I had this same thought of a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, with Dusty, and Dusty like pulled it up during the break, and he's like, "We just went through the records of like the last 25 years, and it was like, yeah, outside the Seneca Wallace years, man, it was tough. But like when they're good, mm-hmm. like they're pretty damn good.
Well, and Campbell's viewed as this guy that could get, you know, mm-hmm. a Michigan job.
Yeah.
Could get a Florida job.
And he's got a quarterback in Rocco Beck that like mm-hmm. looks like they might have some stuff there. Now they're replacing two wide receivers that went to the NFL in the first 2 days. That's tough to do. But you know, I'm interested. Like that game has so many touch points of like, you know, what does Iowa State look like? Mm-hmm. You know, what does Campbell do with that team? How does Rocco Beck look? But also in the Kansas State side of things, like, you know, does Avery Johnson kind of figure some stuff out?
Yeah.
Like you just kind of look at that team. Like there's a lot of stuff in that game. And, you know, speaking to like what Bartu mentioned the other day, the margin of victory stuff
yeah.
is like, okay, you know, the Big 12, no teams picked below 5.5 wins, but no teams picked above 8.5 wins. So like what, Is there an early differentiation line?
An offense might go bonkers in the Big 12. Yeah, we'll talk Iowa State, Kansas State tomorrow. It is a ranked matchup going into week zero since tomorrow. Football's back.
A ranked conference matchup.
Ranked conference matchup. Dude, I'd be pissed at the schedule, people. We'll chat about that tomorrow. But me feeling stupid and not ready to go for today. Danny, I have a feeling this might be you come basketball season.
Mm.
We've joked about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of teetered with it and kind of flash mentioned it. I want to hear your real feelings, your true, honest toilet TikTok Twitter rage. 8 o'clock start times on a Tuesday.
I'm pissed. Are you kidding me? This is entirely me selfishly. Okay, so we switched time slots from noon to 3 to 10 to 1. That's going to kind of screw me up a little bit already. Mm-hmm. Because
which we were stoked about.
Look,
we were excited for the opportunity. Yeah, we thought this was an untapped time our station. We were stoked about it.
The radio part of it, great. Again, this is for me personally, selfishly. The great thing about getting off air at 3 is Moda Center is 4 minutes away.
Yep.
And I would get off air, I would be in Moda by 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just sit down in the media room. I could watch film. I could write. I could go talk to guys in the hallway. I could go, you know, sit on the court, talk to coaches, agents, executives, whoever, before things really got rolling. That's where I did a lot of my work, right? Well, now I'm getting off air at 1. It's like, well, do I drive an hour home to Newburgh and chill there and then try to drive back in traffic?
You're going to have to try it once. You're going to have to try it once
and see what that's going to be. And then for like an 8 o'clock tip, it's like, well, so what time am I getting there now? And like, how much time am I spending there now? And then what time am I getting out of there? Because, hey, I also do TV after the game. And it's like,
8 o'clock game. What time do you think after TV you'll be done?
Well, normally I'm done at 11:30 to 12 on a 7 o'clock tip, which an 8 o'clock tip will be an 8:12 tip because a 7 o'clock tip is a 7:12 tip.
Why are they doing the 8 o'clock? Just to spread things out? Will there be 7 o'clock West Coast games and 8 o'clock West Coast games?
Yes. I don't know
why. Wow. That's a big TV push.
Well, it's those games. I think almost all the 8 o'clock games are on the streamers. I have to double check it, but I believe it's Amazon and NBC/Peacock. So I got to double check it, but that bracket sucks, like that time slot, because like I'm looking at it and I'm gonna get off air at 12:30, and heaven forbid a game go to overtime. if one of those games goes to overtime, I'm not going to get home until 2:30. And it's just like, and then, you know, again, selfishly,
right,
I've got to get up earlier to be in here earlier.
Your ass down here.
And I'm just sitting there looking.
This is your day job. That's your night job. This is your day job.
I'm just going to be like, just mainlining.
Yeah, you're gonna go to four of those quickly.
Oh, dude, like, it's going to be bad. I'm going to be
Danny tipping on caffeine pills now.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be tipping back the 4-hour energies before I house the energy drinks.
All right, two quick points on this. One, they're ensuring that nobody on the East Coast will watch these games.
That's 100%. The truth.
Nobody will know that the Blazers or Golden State Warriors even exist at this point
anymore.
I can't
wait for East Coast writers to write about the Blazers after a couple 8 o'clock back to back. Oh,
you
like,
kidding me? It's
hey, not
AI.
Looking very good. Yeah,
it's gonna be AI written.
Yeah, yeah.
You kidding me? It's 11:15 tip off.
See, yeah. And that sounds awesome to me, man.
No, me. I was watching Mariners games at 10:10 last week. Like, if that I was amazing.
If I was a national writer and all I had to do was write, you know.
Oh yeah.
And I lived on the East Coast. Like, you're in a unique situation because you get here around 9-ish, mm-hmm. and we get ready for this show. So that's gonna be tough. If you're just writing and you're not doing a show like we are, like an 11 o'clock game, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, you
party. I'm on my third
night.
Beer, and here we go, mm-hmm. dude. I'm going to watch the rest of this game. I'm going to pass out right away. I'm going to take a bunch of notes, try to decipher my drunk, you know, shorthand scribble about, you know, Wizards at Blazers on a Wednesday night.
Get up
night.
At 11 o'clock for practice.
Yeah, and then get up at 11 and sleep in. Yeah, that'll be nice.
All right, and Danny, I don't think it's actually too selfish that you're pointing the time thing out, because I just think of the kids. I grew up
the
in
children.
Salem, Oregon,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, the families, man. Like,
yeah.
At 8 o'clock tip for a family?
So
there's so many families that dip out at halftime because it's already too late.
Dude, and if I were going to, what, the two games that I went to as a kid, I am begging my dad, can we please stay? So now he's got to get up butt-ass early in the morning.
Yeah.
We're looking at probably... you're looking at a 12:30 finish. We're getting home at 12:30. It's not good.
What if during the school year you make weekday games 21 and over and like play it up? Singles night, karaoke night, just treat the Moda Center like a bar. That'd be great.
Like the Rockies do?
Like the Rockies do. Like, just come here and party. Look, there's no kids. It's a weekday. It's a school night. Be the responsible adult. Leave those little tax deductions at home. Come down here and get housed with us, dude. Chauncey's taking beer bongs at halftime, baby. Let's go.
If he were contractually obligated to do that, I think that's a great idea.
I think it'd be excellent. I need to be in charge of PR over there. They need to get me in charge over there. This is $1 million idea. This is $1 billion idea when I spread it to the rest of the league.
Well, you do that, you got to lower the price of the beers.
Well, yeah, we will. Because we got to get people in, and we got to get people to stay. Beers are continuing to be sold until the two-minute warning.
And here's the other thing. You want to get people to stay, and you want to get people there? Have a entertainment district.
Yeah. Damn it, Danny. I was having fun over here. You and your logic.
Put a damn casino downtown.
Yeah, please. Dude, I was having fun over here.
Dude, they put a sports book in a new arena. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's lit.
Real question. Are there 8 o'clock games on the East Coast? They're doing it there, too?
They've done
7
some,
and 8?
They've done some historically, some staggers. So the 5 o'clock tip on the West Coast kind of deal. And it's like, I get it. You don't want to have all of your things on at the same time. The NFL does the same thing where they have some staggers with their kickoffs and stuff like that. And same with college football, because you just want to have the inventory available across all the time zones. But like on the West Coast, nobody wants to stay up and watch an 8:15 tip.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Dude, I don't even want to do that, man.
7:30. The 7:30 tips. When
I'm in bed at 9:30.
Dude, we all got grumpy about it.
I'm in bed at 9:30.
Everybody that covers the team, when the Blazers were better, and they were getting a lot of national TV games, they were getting 20, 30 national TV games, and they were getting 7:30 tips and stuff like that.
Well, and the 7:30s are like more like 7:50 tips.
Yeah, it was more like 8. Yeah. You saw TNT on the schedule, and the old joke for any of us that cover the team was like, oh, God, that first game's going to overtime. Like, we knew it. Like, it was going to go to overtime. And, God, it happened so many times. I remember times when we had like 8. 12, 8:15, 8:20 tips that were supposed to be 7:30.
Oh, because of TV, yeah.
Because of TV, because it's national only, and you're just sitting there like...
Well, I am building the runway for you to be stupid, as the text line is reporting, because I'm an idiot. Wazoo didn't lose to Iowa State. They beat Brock Purdy in the Alamo Bowl in 2018. Mm. See, dude? So just be glad you have me, man.
There you go.
You have me. I don't know anything.
There you go.
Yeah, that way. So if you come in dragging ass on a Wednesday because there was a late Tuesday night game, don't worry. I'll bail you out.
Oh, I'm going to look haggard as hell.
I'm stupid.
If you think I dress down now, oh, buddy, I'm going to be nailing it in so hard.
Danny in a muumuu.
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? It's like... Ugh.
Got some words that you need a bachelor pad downtown.
I gotta find something, man.
Roommates with one of the guys that lives closer, dude. You could sleep on the couch here.
Yeah, well,
the casting couch right over there.
That's not a bad idea. I've slept on it before.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
First day I ever did this show.
Yeah, well, that day I'll live in infamy forever.
Yeah.
I was not in good shape.
Dude, it's my get out of jail free card.
Man. Well, I went 3 years before needing one, so.
Ooh. I've gone 3 weeks without one, so that's kind of the same, right?
You've had more talkings to than me.
That is true. And I'm going to have more. I'm expecting to get one today with Baylor versus Iowa State.
I don't know why
and
Wazoo Baylor.
In a Fiesta Bowl. Yo, bro, that's an Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, you're a Wazoo guy.
I just assume we're in the Sun Bowl every year,
yeah,
to be
I mean,
honest.
It's a safe bet. It's a safe bet.
My wife never understands why I always want to go to El Paso, and it's like, maybe I'll stumble on a Wazoo game there. Yeah.
You're going in October, yeah? And
the Sun Bowl's early this year.
They might be playing.
We're playing UTEP.
They've been playing UTEP, yeah. You know, there's a
future conference champion of the Pac-12.
You're rolling the dice, and you're like, yeah, probably UTEP.
It's Thursday, and we're still messing around until we really get in the swing of things, and we're still rocking some Tears Day. When we come back, what is Tears Day today, Danny? What is it? Animals that I could punch in the face?
Mm-hmm.
Animals that I could fight, animals I could beat in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
My list is very not good.
My favorite tier is I would paint the walls with their blood.
You're get ready to use your favorite word a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready to use your favorite word a lot. 503-864-6326. That's next. That's Danny Morang. I'm Patrick Harris, 105.1 The Fan. All right, coming up in a half hour, we'll have Web Gems. I got a good one here. Everybody loves it when somebody buys them food, especially when you call it out live on the air. So we'll get to that at 11:45. And then in the noon o'clock hour, our future overlords, not Dundon, but like the ESPN overlords, they're at it again. Plus some NFL and some college football. And we'll send you on your way.
There you go.
Nice little show today. Here we are. It is Thursday. It is Tears Day. And Danny, you came up with... animals I could beat in a fight.
Yeah, I had a couple different ones. There's a movie one, like all the movie ones always have like 200 movies.
Whoa.
Those are the small ones. There's one that had like 1,500. And I was like,
nope.
Like if we were going to do it, it would have to be like ranking like the, you know, top 50.
Right.
And then, you know, then the list
maybe
gets
even
subject-
top 20.
But you know what I mean? But yeah. Then it gets super subjective.
Right. What's top 50?
Yeah. And then there's another one we'll get to. It's the sitcom hots.
Sitcom hots, yeah. I want sitcom hots of the 90s.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're focused on. Yeah, and it's men and women.
Oh, nice.
Look, John Stamos is going to be on here.
Yeah, dude, he is good.
I saw him. I think I mentioned this before. I played drums for 20 years. There's a social instructional service called Drumeo.
Okay.
Where they bring in drummers. If you haven't seen, if you've seen the one of Chad Smith, the Chili Peppers drummer, like he plays, they play songs, they take the drum track out of it and they just try to have them improvise what it would sound like. And Chad Smith ended up doing a 30 Seconds to Mars song. He didn't know the song and he ended up playing it better probably than 30 Seconds to Mars did. And it was like, oh, this is pretty dope. But they have Michael Jackson's drummer. Like they've had some of the best drummers on the planet come through and do this kind of stuff. And it's just super cool to watch. Like you've got Pantera's drummer and it's super cool to kind of get into that stuff and kind of see where it goes. But like doing a list like that of music or then it gets super subjective because you'll throw on your Grateful Dead and I'll just laugh at you.
I wouldn't say that's great music. I just like it a lot. I know the difference between good and great.
You have multiple stickers of Grateful Dead things.
Just one.
Don't you have one in your car?
Yeah, but it's the same sticker.
Okay. Come on now.
But it's the same sticker.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Sticker guy.
I'm ish sticker guy.
Okay.
I'm ish sticker guy. Your categories today are I'd be too scared to even fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get torn to bleeping shreds.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get in a few hits. But I would lose.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a close one, but I'd lose. 50-50 chance that I win or lose. It would be a close one, but I win. They'd get a few hits in, but ultimately I would win. And I would paint the walls in their blood. All-star first, I'd be too scared to fight. This is my second largest tier. There are a lot of things in here that I just... the difference between this tier and the next tier is this tier has things that are either ginormous or could sneak up on me and I would be terrified. That is a tiger, an orangutan, a gorilla, a panda, a lion, an elephant, a cow, is that a sperm whale, a blue whale?
One of the two.
A turtle, a dolphin, and a shark.
Whoa!
Dude, man, I love Finding Nemo, dude. I'd be too scared to fight Crush.
Turtle?
I love turtles.
Wow.
I like turtles.
If you're talking like, what is it, the loggerhead snapping turtle? Like, that's the only one I
think. Dude, that is a huge-ass turtle.
That's like a sea turtle.
Yeah, I'm not fighting a sea turtle.
Look, man. Our lists aren't that dissimilar. I do not have a turtle.
oh, I forgot one.
Komodo dragon?
No.
Oh.
The puppet dog.
Oh, yeah. So I debated that.
I'm too afraid to fight a puppy dog.
I'm
a little kitty cat. Meow.
I debated just like excluding the dog altogether just because I'm so pro dog. But
instead, I would paint the walls in your blood.
My too scared to fight Komodo dragon. I've seen one of those up close. Like they have like some sort of like venom in their deal too. It's a big, powerful lizard, man. Like I don't. I'm going to contradict myself because there's one on this that I think people will go, wait, what? Silverback, hell no. What looks like a gaboon viper, which or a boom slang. That's the nope rope.
The nope rope.
Oh yeah, that is a boom slang. If I remember right, it liquefies your insides. So I'm out because it's not like it got a lick on me. No, it gets one lick, you're done. Like I'm out. The whale, hippo, grizzly, tiger, lion, rhino, elephant, cheetah. I put the bald eagle out on here out of respect.
USA, USA.
Salute. I'm not touching you. The shark, the orangutan, and the panda.
In the next, I'd get torn to bleeping shreds. This is a lot of animals that like I would want to look at majestically, be like, "Wow, you're really cool," and would get absolutely destroyed. I got the gator on there.
Got.
The bear.
Yep.
Is that a rhino?
Yep.
The rhino and the hippo. Cause I'd be like, whoa, rhino and a hippo.
You know, absolutely destroyed. Hippos kill more people every year than sharks.
Yeah, dude. They're like the deadliest animal on the planet. Mm-hmm. There's a cheetah there.
Okay.
The octopus for sure.
You're not too scared to fight a cheetah?
No.
Wow.
Wait, I'd get torn to shreds. Because the way I'm looking at it is that if I saw a cheetah in the wild, I'd be like, whoa, that's a cheetah. And then I would end up hanging around too long. Okay. And then the cheetah would come at me and be like, ah, crap, I got to fight this.
Like,
it's like stupidity I'm fighting.
Okay, because I'd be too scared to even fight. It's like if I see one of these, I'm like, nope.
Yeah, and mine's like, oh, look at that bear. And it's like, you should turn around.
I saw a video the other day of a guy in a safari, one of the drivers, a rhino started like inching close to them. Mm. He throws in reverse and guns it because he can tell the rhino's got like the I'm gonna get you look, and this rhino charges at him for what appears to be a half mile and he's going in reverse gunning it through the safari, and I'm just like,
one of my favorite subreddits,
nope.
Nature is effing lit.
Oh yeah.
I also have on here the octopus. The octopus is extremely dangerous, man. Okay. They are extremely dangerous.
Gotta avoid that beak.
Yeah. Get away from the octopus. They have eight arms. Look up on Family Feud when Steve Harvey asks what would an octopus do to eight people at the same time? That's really funny, but NSFW. The horse, again, I would look at it and be like, wow, that's cool. Bam! Done. Same with the deer. Mm-hmm. Same with the zebra. Same with the Komodo dragon. Same with the alpaca. And, dude, I think wolves are so cool.
Yeah.
I think wolves are so awesome. Would get absolutely destroyed.
Fair. Yep. My getting torn to shreds. There's a theme here. It's animals that aren't intimidating, but the mass is just so overwhelming. So zebra/horse. Have you ever seen the video of the horse kicking the guy, the back kick, like just like launching humans 15 feet into the air.
That sounds not fun.
Oh yeah, dude. There's no amount of damage I could do to, like, I can't like eye gouge a horse into submission. You know what I mean? there's no, like, if I got a headlock on him and drug him down, like, there's too much muscle. There's nothing I can do there. Same thing with a cow. I can't, there's just too much.
You can't F5 a cow.
No, like, you just, like, you know, there's no, I can't sweep the leg, dog. Like,
yeah, well, I F5'd your mom last night.
Hello. Like, cows are scratch their back on barbed wire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's nothing you can do. And then the odd submission here, because this is an animal you can't take out of its domain, the dolphin. Dolphin is whooping my ass in the water. Have you seen what freaking dolphins and orcas do? Like, what they do to other animals?
Yeah, they mess around, dude.
They just kick them for the hell of it.
They're jerks.
Like, and I'm like, you know what, dude? That's a lot. Like, a dolphin is just basically a muscle with fins. And it's like, there's nothing really pointy on it other than like some teeth, but like that thing's just going to beat the hell out of me in the water. I want no part of a dolphin.
I'll be real quick in this and then we'll take a break and come back. I'd get a few hits in, but I would lose the bald eagle.
Mm.
Those talons.
Yeah.
That would pierce my eyeballs.
Birds of prey.
I put the squid in here only because the head is so elongated that maybe I could get a couple shots in, but I think them tentacles would get me.
Mm.
The sheep. I think the sheep would whoop my ass.
I would have put you in a ring with a sheep right now.
I think the sheep would whoop my ass. What is that? Is that a sea lion?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And then there's the
seal. Seal.
Yeah. There's a seal there. Then there's the nope rope.
Yeah.
Because I might get a couple punches in, but like, see ya.
Yeah, it gets one, you're cooked.
And for similar reasons of the sheep, I got the billy goat. I think that bro would just light me up with them horns.
This is maybe my ego kicking in. I get a few hits, but I would lose. I went deer.
Yeah.
Cause here's the thing. If I can steer, if I get lucky and I can steer the antler,
hold on to the antlers.
If I can,
bro, I think the deer is going to chuck your ass up against a tree.
Look, if I can angle just right. Cause here's the thing. If you body follows where the head goes, and this isn't a cow, this isn't a horse, this isn't a zebra. You know, a deer's 140 pounds. If I get a hold of those antlers, I can steer. You know what I mean? I could tilt him away. We get him on the ground. I could do some ground and pound. We can do ground and pound. Right? I'm gonna lose.
Chokehold.
But you know what I mean? I know where the back straps are. I could throat punch him. I know where to go. And then this is the ego pick. It's the wolf.
Yeah, you think you can fight a wolf?
I'm losing. I'm losing.
But it would be a good fight.
Look, there's a lot more to work with. You know, don't be wrong. The biggest wolves get real big. But if we're talking like 80, 90 pounds, he's going to tear my ass up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lose. He's probably going to get that Vulcan death grip on my throat and snap me off. But, you know, there's like, you know, it's groin, you know, neck, eyes. Like, there's some open stuff to get there. I'm gonna lose, but I'm gonna get some licks in. That's where I'm at.
That's where you're at. When we come back, it would be a close one, but I'd lose 50-50. It would be a close one, but I'd win. They'd get some hits in, ultimately win, and I would paint the walls in their blood. This can't end well. We'll do all that next, but first, there's Schultzy with sports. All right, coming up, Web Gems here in about 15 minutes.
That's a sound you never want to hear.
I think most people say if you hear that sound, it's already too late.
Too late.
It's already too late. The nope rope.
Yeah.
I can't get over the nope rope.
Yeah, nope rope. Nope rope is a hard path. I am not like fully anti-snake. Like, people that are snake people weird me out. Like, snakes can be cool. Like, if we're talking like pythons, stuff like that, stuff that's not going to like bite me. But people who have like, who keep venomous snakes.
That's, you're asking for it.
Bro. Again, if you want to just add a level of fear to you that you did not know, just read on the boom slang what its toxin does to you.
You know what?
It is nutty.
You know what? I'm not going to.
If I remember right, I don't believe there's anti-venom for it.
Yeah. That's not good.
So, yeah, nope.
It would be a close one, but I'd lose. Look, I lumped every single one of these except for the bald eagle, because I thought the bald eagle would just smoke me, into one group. And that's birds. Because I think what would happen is the birds, because they can, like, fly, is eventually, like, they would overtake me, and I would start swinging at them and missing. And I'd probably start swinging and missing, and they were flying over a cliff, and then I'd fall off. So I've got the little sparrow there, a parrot, a goose, a mallard, a peacock, and an owl. Dude, an owl would mess you up.
Mm.
Also, the last one in this category, it's a little kitty cat. Meow.
You'd lose to the kitty cat?
Well, I think what would happen is then I'd start feeling bad for the kitty cat, and I'd lie down and try to snuggle with it, and then it would just eat my jugular.
Kitty cat would turn into a punt pass kick competition.
But I like the kitty cat. I'd be like, oh, man, kitty cat,
Baxter from Anchorman, just a drop kick off a bridge.
Oh, man, kitty cat's so hurt. Kitty cat, let's snuggle a little bit. Yeah. And then I'm done.
No.
I got kitty cat in there.
Thud. That's what I'm going to call it, thud.
What? This is my kitty cat, thud. Why do you call it thud? Because if it ever acts out, thud.
I didn't have a single thing in the it would be close one, but I'd lose.
That's the most Danny Meringue thing I'd ever heard. I don't have anything in an it would be close one, but I'd win.
I don't either.
Oh.
So I'll go to mine here. The 50-50.
The 50-50? I've only got one in here.
Okay. Again, this is my ego talking here. Seal.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Seal, I don't have to fight in the water.
No, you don't have to fight in the water.
Seal's on the ground. He's got flippers. What's he going to do, flipper me?
And he waddles around, you know? He's a fat ass.
Look, I can't move like I used to. I could still dance around him and just stick and move, stick and move.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Here's the thing. Seals do have teeth. So, like, there's a 50-50 chance that thing bites the living hell out of me.
I'll bet you if a seal slapped you in the face, that would not feel good.
You know what I mean? Like, catches me on a bad day. You know, I had an 8 o'clock tip-off the night before. All of a sudden, I'm a little groggy. Just seal slaps me and then bites my throat out. Goes just full, just homicidal seal. And here's where it gets real egregious. Gator.
You're going to wrestle a gator.
Here's the thing. The gator, if you're talking like sliders of like effectiveness, prehistoric killing machine.
Yeah.
Has not evolved because it hasn't needed to.
Yeah.
Flip side, you can hold its jaw closed with two fingers.
Okay.
So if you can, again, if you can get that rear naked choke position and you're on the ground.
All right.
Look,
but if he starts rolling, you're in trouble.
Look.
You're in big trouble if he starts rolling.
Again, this is why it's 50-50.
50-50.
Them jaws close, it's curtains. But if I get that jaw, I'm sitting there, I'm gonna beat that gator to death. I'm ripping both eyes out.
That's the most redneck thing I've heard you say.
We're just going to hold on, just sit there and just beat the hell out of that thing's neck. Nope.
Is that your 50-50?
Yeah, that's my 50-50, just the seal and the gator.
My 50-50 is a ferret. I think that ferret might whoop my ass. I think he'd be attached to my jugular, and I'd be like trying to rip it off while I'm pulling my jugular out of my neck.
It just flies at you.
That's what terrified me, dude. He would catch me so off guard that it'd be absolutely terrifying. I'd probably lose.
Why do I imagine both of you like Uncle Eddie from Christmas Vacation right now, just fighting little animals?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Exactly, I mean, 100%.
Oh, dude, I'd get so worked. The ferret is just my only 50-50.
That's it?
Yep, that's it. They'd get in a few hits, but ultimately I would win. I got the little mouse and an iguana. The iguana would be like, yak, yak. And I'd be like, dude, that sucks. And then I'd pick him up and throw him.
Look, man, I've been in Mexico and had some invasive iguanas that may or may not have caught air into the ocean. So they did not make that list for me. The few hits, this is where the birds come in.
Yeah. Dude, birds are a difficult thing to fight.
I'm telling you right now, the fact that you did not have a swan in this list is crazy.
Crows, in what?
Too.
In anywhere in the few hits or
mine's it would be close, but I'd lose.
Oh, you had the swan there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said goose. I'm sorry. It's a swan.
Yeah. Dude, swans are a-holes.
Yeah, dude, that, I'm not into that.
That bird is a jerk of jerks.
Well, I'm surprised crows weren't even on the list because they have, like, a system. They remember faces of human beings. They will, like, bring you gifts. Like, they, once they figure out they outnumber humans, it's actually bad for us. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah. So crows should be somewhere
it's
on this list.
Twice murder of crows.
Yeah.
The duck, the mallard, is also on here. Look,
this is your birds.
I'm winning. Yeah, but he's gonna slap me around a little bit just because he can. Again, it's the flight. The macaw, the parrot. Yeah. Like, again, got a big old beak. But listen, bird, I got a hold of that wing, and you're in a bucket. Don't even start with me. Owl. Yeah, same.
Same.
You're gonna scratch me up a little bit, but once I get a hold of you, you're cooked. Peacock. Look, man. You got some talons on you, but you can't fly. You're fast.
They can fly.
They can fly like a chicken or a turkey.
Yeah, they can fly.
I put the puppy here. I put the dog here. I don't want to. I could never actually hit a dog.
But your ego is too large for you to put it down the list.
Yeah, you know. And also the alpaca and the billy goat. Look, man. Alpaca, you got too much neck. You get too much exposed.
Yeah, dude.
I could throat punch you over the course of 3 feet.
Don't those things spit at you too?
That would gross me out.
See,
it would just piss me off.
Yeah, that would gross me out.
And that billy goat, he weighs 20 pounds, man.
Yeah.
Is he gonna headbutt me in the knee and tear my ACL? Probably, but he's also getting DDT'd into another dimension.
All right, we're really up against this. I would paint the walls in their blood. This was easy. If you live in water and I can pick you up, you are on land.
Mm-hmm.
The Finding Nemo there, the crab, the lobster, and the sea urchin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you might, that lobster might get me in the water or even freshly out the water, but I'll wait you out, dude.
I'm going to treat you like Hulk treated Loki.
Yeah, dude. I will
slam
you
from
out.
Side to side to side.
So that's my paint the walls in blood. Make it quick.
My paint the walls in their blood is the lobster, the field mouse, the turtle, the squid, the iguana, the ferret, the octopus, the crab, Finding Nemo, the sheep, the kitty cat, the starfish, and whatever that little sparrow is. Oh, is that an oriole?
Maybe it's an oriole.
It looks like an oriole. Yeah. But if you are the size of my fist or smaller, or you weigh less than 22 pounds, I'm not worried about you.
All right, that's this week's Tears Day. We'll be back. Maybe we'll do one or two more of these as we get into the meat and potatoes of our sports season. We come back, Web Gems at a baseball stadium. What happens when you say you'll do something and it immediately happens next? 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, ESPN slowly and surely becoming our super overlords once again. We'll get an update on the Rashee Rice situation, how that all is going to play out, plus a weird, crazy stat I found about Texas A&M quarterbacks as we ramp up for college football and NFL, plus closing arguments will wrap up the show. But I saw this, and, you know, Book Shambi is one of my all-time favorite guys that does baseball. He used to be a big ESPN guy. Now he does Cubs games for a living. They were playing the Brewers last night, and I guess they wanted a double play so bad they were willing to wager something on that.
If he hits a ground ball to short, start the 6-4-3. Yeah, that's strike. Will you buy Motsi sticks for everybody at the corner tavern?
Absolutely.
No. We don't know if they have mozzarella sticks in the corner tavern. The 1-1. Outside. I'll go halfsies with you.
Okay.
Coming up, baby. Let's go!
Mozzarella sticks for everybody!
Yeah! Carter Tapro meet up!
Flip it
and fire it. Mozzie sticks!
So they offered to buy mozzarella sticks for everybody at the bar.
Mm.
If you're at the game, you're like, everybody shut up right now. I gotta see if they hit this double play. And sure enough, they did. I mean, they're playing the Brewers. You know, the Cubs are kind of hanging on. They're kind of...
Are they?
They are kind of hanging on. I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs, but the Cubs that I ranted and raved about in June are not my Cubs in August right now.
Yeah, I mean, well...
And the Brewers...
My division is not not doing great outside of the Brewers and Cubs.
So. No. But I think if you're Boog Shambi and you're the Cubs, they're like, dude, I'll split a $200 tab with you to help get this double play to get us out of this.
Yeah, 100%.
I found it on the Reddit feed. They showed it on the broadcast, so they proved to it. And they're pizza-style cheese sticks. So, like, more like a... like long breadsticks almost.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Give that to me right in the
right? Injected in the... Dude, it must be great to be a Cub fan. I mean, in the sense of
this
like...
This year.
No, I mean... I didn't even finish. You guys gave me dirtiest looks ever.
They went 100 years.
They won a World Series more recently than my team.
And
still.
The Mariners.
More recently than your team. More recently than your team.
I still have some recent ones.
In fact, the only person in this building, I think, has got one of them cheating Strohs.
Yeah, it's true because, you know, there's a dirtbag Giants fan, Braves fan.
Nope. Oh, Braves.
Oh, yeah.
Braves.
Braves, yeah.
Yeah. No Nats fans in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, Swags Dodgers. Dang, that blew up my face right there.
We got a Mets and a Royals fan, so.
Cleveland right here.
Yeah, God, you and Sook.
We lost to the Cubs.
I was saying, you and Sook could just not.
Sook lost the year before to the Royals.
That's what I'm saying. All of us have, like the last 15 years, everyone but you and Sook have one.
That was a fun World Series, the primetime
World Series. Oh, yeah,
great. That was a good time here at the station. But I meant to say that a Cubs fan's in the sense of, like, being around the stadium like Wrigleyville all the time, that would be great. Talk about Arts District. You don't need Arts District, dude. You just need cramped alleyways with tons of alcohol. That's all you need, dude. Like in Cleveland, when I went to the World Series, right next to the Quicken Loans Arena, I don't know what they call it now, but is it still Quicken Loans?
Yeah.
Quicken Loans is right next to Progressive Field, Jacobs Field, as we call it. And then there's this little,
restaurant
bar.
A district?
Yeah, and it's like a cobblestone road and that you can't drive on.
Yeah.
And everybody walks on it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic, huh?
It's really great.
Yeah, it's like if you go to any of them, like even the worst of them, you're like, this kind of rules.
There's like a couple James Beard nominated places. On there, a couple breweries on there, some like sushi, like a swag shop.
Yeah,
dude,
all kinds
great.
Of stores.
It was
just like, hey, you know what? Let's go check this out.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah.
It was even pouring rain for game two, and it was still super busy.
Yeah. Turns
people
out
people are sitting outside because there's no room inside.
Because when you put a bunch of dope stuff in one central place, people want to go to it.
I want to be at a bar when a broadcaster says, I will buy a round for everybody. Just so I could say the great Boog Shambi bought me mozzarella sticks.
I did have that happen when I was in the Air Force. College basketball NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine is a huge, he went to Kansas. He was an athlete at Kansas. And he was there when they were real good. Real, like the prime Bill Self days, right?
Okay.
And he did the,
they won a natty not too long ago.
I know, but I'm talking like this was like peak Kansas, right? This is Kansas on the cover of ESPN magazine, Sports Illustrated, you know, just dominance, right? He was an officer. He was a major lieutenant colonel at the time. So he had some money. It was, I can't remember what game it was. I have to go back and double check what it was, but he literally looked up and he goes, as God is my witness, I will buy the entire, it was a restaurant. He goes, I will buy the entire restaurant around if they win this game. And they did. And he dropped the card on the table and said, round for everybody. And
that's
I was like,
awesome.
Damn, that's a baller move.
I know. I wish I had that kind of money. I mean, I could do it. My wife would be very unhappy.
Oh, it would hurt.
My wife would be very unhappy.
It depends on where you do it at.
Yeah, if I did it at my local spot, which I'm going to be guest bartending at again tonight, that it would be like $70.
You can get
maybe like 140.
You can get away with that.
I can get away with that.
There was a...
Honestly, that's what it costs for me and my wife to go out these days.
Yeah, I know. There was a professional team in this city that I did some stuff with.
that will remain nameless. There's only one.
No. It's not that team. They're no longer here. But I worked with these guys, and one of them at the time was dating the owner of the team and had the owner's credit card.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
There may or may not have been a $20,000 tab rang up by the entire team one night after a game.
I can't live in that world. My father-in-law is very gracious and takes me out to dinner to some really nice places, and I know what those cost, and it makes me so uncomfortable.
I saw the tab, and I went, oh, you're in trouble. And he's like, she won't even notice.
That makes me really
uncomfortable. And I was just like, wow.
to have that kind of FU money.
Oh, dude. And again, she had money, but not in the sense of like world changing. Holy crap. Like, I don't think people truly fathom what billions is.
Right.
Like, what show was it?
Dude, I don't know if people really fathom what millions are.
No.
I mean, the gap between million and billion, yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Staggering.
It's very big. It's like as big as the gap as AAA to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of guys on the red carpet, like Johnny Manziel was one of them. They said, could you live your life on $10 million for the rest of your life? He's like, $10
million?
He's like,
dude, Coke's getting real expensive.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, you know, the way I live. And I'm like, oh, God, why couldn't you go the way of Baker? You're just an enormous
you
douche.
You suck so bad.
One of the guys is like, are we talking $10 million pre-tax? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, if you just invest it, you could live off the interest on that stuff. Like, you could make like $250,000 a year on interest.
$10 million would be quite nice for me, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
All right, we come back. We got a loaded third hour to get to. We got some baseball, NFL, college football, and closing arguments. Hang out with us. Let's have some fun. One more hour to go. 105.1 The Fan.